This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 11th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Wow, people. What we are witnessing now, it changes every day. Look at how the stories has changed through this a whole scenario. You know, one of the ways you know you're being lied to is when the story's always changing. And the other way that I always seem to know that we're being lied to is when the media, the Republicans, and the Democrats all sing off the same song sheet, it's time to look out. Now, today I've got a lot of news I'm going to run down in the first hour. I'm just going to be bang, 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 bang. I got a couple of clips we're going to play. All second hour, I want to take your phone calls. You know, some of the most interesting aspects of this broadcast, I believe, is hearing what Paul says is happening in New Jersey, what Michael says is happening in New York, what Tony says is happening in Chicago, what Art says is happening in Georgia. And for everyone that I didn't mention, you know what I mean. I mean all of you, because we get that perspective. I mean, last night on the news, they were showing, I think it was Austin, Texas, but it was NBC Nightly News with Lester the Super Cuckold. The lines already forming for free food, already, you know. And I mean, this thing, it was like miles long, thousands of people. What's going to happen when the food runs out? I mean, this scenario that they're painting us now, the Surgeon General saying most places aren't going to be able to open up back in May 1st. We're in the soft martial law. Look at the rights that they have taken away from the people. We're giving up, not we, the audience, but we're seeing the American people give up their liberty for security. All the while, you can't go get a haircut, but 2,000 people can go in Lowe's in a single day. Do you remember me telling you that like 2 weeks ago today, I went by my local Lowe's, which has a huge parking lot, they all do, and I said last week that, you know, I went by, I didn't understand, it was completely packed. I mean, they were parking in the dirt because the parking lot was so full. And this was after Governor Cooper's, you know, shelter-in-place order and the restrictive orders. So I talked to someone yesterday that works at Lowe's, and they told me that was the record day they'd done the most business ever since they opened that store, and that 2,000 customers came through the doors of Lowe's. Now, just think about that for a moment. You can't go get a haircut, but 2,000 people can go in Lowe's in a single day. You can't go sit in a restaurant, but you can still ride the bus. You can't go to school or church, but you can still fly. Now, let's talk about that flying. Last night on NBC Nightly News, they showed a picture over France of air travel. They said there was, like, no air travel, two or three planes, no one flying in France. They showed Germany, nobody flying over Germany. They showed Italy, hardly nobody flying over Italy. They showed the United States flights everywhere. Just covered yesterday, people flying. All the while, we're supposed to be, have you ever seen any more fear-mongering than what we've just witnessed? I mean, they didn't even have this much fear-mongering, I don't think, with yellow cake uranium to lead us into the ridiculous absurd wars in the Middle East. Colin Powell. But here we sit. They've reduced down the supposed amount of deaths from 2 million to 200,000 to 60,000. We're going to get into a little bit of the numbers, and everyone bear with me. And that Lowe's, 2,000 customers in one day in this particular Lowe's, that's 5% of the population of this entire county I live in. Think about that. 5% of the entire population of the county went in one place in one day during a pandemic with shelter-in-place orders. And that was okay. But you can't go to church today on Ishtar Sunday. All right. I'm just going to read you the headlines. This is just the headlines. I'm not going to have time to go into all these stories because we're going to move fast to get all in. I want to get in 1 hour. This is the headlines currently right now off Drudge. Coronavirus found in air sample up to 13 feet from patients. CDC, cases double in a week. Former FDA commissioner, far more deadly than Spanish flu. Traces found in wastewater at high levels. Antibody test in Germantown shows 15% infection rate. Here's where your coronavirus hides in your body. Patients report strange new symptoms of fizzing. Whatever that means. You have to look at that for yourself. Half have neurological problems. Michigan bans travel between residents. Boston suburbs threatens $100 fine to anyone walking in the wrong direction. Congress debates using smartphone data. Yeah, they're talking about tracking us, which they're already tracking us anyway. They already know who's got the phone. Debt tops $24 trillion. Feds promised small businesses up to $2 million in loans. Now it's maxing out at $15,000. And who's the federal government sending the money to? Banks. Banks is where you're supposed to go to get that money. So, you know, it's a windfall for the bank. It always is. Pandemic will cleave nation in two. Los Angeles shut down through May 15th. New York won't reopen without massive testing. Italy extends lockdown despite business pressure. It can't go on forever. Canceling now 4th of July events. Feds cover up nursing home deaths. Testing botched. Beverly Hills orders face mask warning public. And on and on and on and on. You know, last night on the evening news, NBC Nightly News, they were discussing, I was surprised, the second wave already coming, happening in China. And so, you know, I don't believe this is organic. We've all agreed to that on this broadcast. I'm not preaching to the choir. I honestly think that they know where this is going and what's going to happen. I think this has all been predetermined. And I don't know whether this is just going to continue to worsen and they're going to use this for the cover-up of the economic collapse, because, you know, the Federal Reserve is pumping, the federal government is bailing, Locust is covering Africa, and wave two of the COVID-19 virus is loose in China. About the only thing left to wait for is the mass riots in America, even when the food runs out, if that's the direction that it goes in. You know, I have never seen fear-mongering on the TV. Look, the local news don't even cover the mammoth amount of crime that I know goes on in Winston and Charlotte. They don't even cover it. It's coronavirus the whole time. Of course, they try to end about the last 5 or 10 minutes with a bunch of feel-good stories, you know, people having parades for somebody's birthday or this other stuff. You know what's interesting about that, though? When these people do these events, say it's somebody's grandma's birthday and they're all going to get in their cars and go ride by, it ain't good enough just to do it. They got to film it and put it on social media. It's not about just doing it so she feels good. It's about that desire, this deep desire that the majority of a society has to get some notoriety and attention from everyone else. That is what Facebook has given to the people. Now, just to run down some of the latest numbers, and, you know, if you listen to Mike Adams, if you listen to Alex Jones, which I can't hardly listen to because of the amount of commercials and the way they make the commercials, they suck. So I've just quit. But if you're Jeff Rentz, you know, John Statler, if you go back and forth, there's a lot of varying opinions out there. But, you know, it's actually some days, I mean, things change so much. It's hard. It's intentionally. They've done this intentionally. It's intentionally made hard for us to get our foot on the ground of, you know, exactly what's going on. World coronavirus count, 1,697,000 infected, 102,664 dead. The U.S. has just over 500,000 infected with 18,699 dead. Italy, 147,000. Spain, 157,000. Germany, 121,000. France, 125,000. U.K., 74,000 dead. So that gives you just a little bit of a rundown. Now, one of the interesting stories, newspunch.com, and I don't have time today to play clips. You can go there and look for it for yourself. Multiple foreign TV news broadcasts declare New World Order has come into force. Multiple foreign news broadcasts have announced the New World Order has come into force as civil liberties are suspended and national militaries are mobilized on the streets as the coronavirus lockdown continues around the world. So that's an interesting story. It is linked from Rents.com if you want to check that out for yourself. Now, meanwhile, and I just happen to have caught this press conference, and then I've not seen or heard anything else much about it. One of the more underreported stories of the past week was the United States further escalating tensions with Venezuela. You know, no need to not have some good old-fashioned war in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, right? This is happening despite the United States and much of the world entering a horrible economic collapse fueled by this insane virus hysteria. This is Daily Stormer. Venezuela leader Nicolas Maduro and other high-ranking members of the Venezuelan government were officially charged with narco-terrorism by the United States. Navy ships have also been deployed to the Caribbean. Now, BBC ran the story. The U.S. says it's sending warships to the Caribbean to stop illegal drugs. Yeah, we want to stop illegal drugs. We don't want to shut down our border, which would stop illegal drugs. We don't want to put our military on the border, which would stop illegal drugs. But we won't pick a fight with Venezuela because, you know, we won't want to pick a fight with Venezuela. We must not let the drug cartels exploit the coronavirus pandemic to threaten American lives, President Donald Trump said, then seal our borders. The move comes a week after the U.S. charged Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and other senior officials in the country with narco-terrorism. Really? Wow. You know, why wasn't George W. Bush charged with being a terrorist? He damn sure was one. Well, Bill Clinton, too. Obama. Well, you could say it. What about Trump? What happened in Syria? You know, our government, our whole foreign policy has been terrorism. All the while veiling it that we're fighting terrorism when we manufacture terrorism. You remember when they declared the war on terrorists? Well, by golly, it was terrorists everywhere. Do you remember when you used to turn on the TV and you'd see the terror threat level for today? The terror threat level for today is yellow. That wasn't anything but fear-mongering. They should start doing the coronavirus level every day. Well, don't laugh, they probably will. And accused them of flooding the U.S. with cocaine and using drugs as a weapon to undermine the health of Americans. A $15 million reward was offered for information leading to Mr. Maduro's arrest. I saw this press conference. Now, the NBC Nightly News didn't cover any of this. I guess you had to see that. And I just happened to turn on the TV and a press conference come on because, you know, that it seems to be the daily one skips around sometimes. The Venezuelan government called the U.S. deployment a diversion from the current pandemic spreading around the U.S. and the world at large. The U.S. military deployed will further escalate tensions between the two nations. So I just wanted to get that in because that news has gone very much underreported. But why not? You know, why would we not go ahead and get a really good old-fashioned war going? That's what we're good at. Now, The Washington Times reported this past week, Dr. Anthony Fauci on Friday said it's impossible that Americans, he said it's possible that Americans could eventually carry around certificates of immunity to the coronavirus once proper testing is widespread enough. That's possible, Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, said on CNN's New Day. It's one of the things that we've talked about. When we want to make sure that we know who is vulnerable and who is not, he said. I tell you what, we've got time for it here. Let's play video one, Tucker Carlson speaking to this, Kim. Video one, Tucker Carlson. All right. Might have a little issue there. That's okay. We will, we can always come back to it. I'm sorry, Ken? As COVID-19 continues to spread around the world, white supremacists are seizing upon it as a new and powerful addition to their arsenal. Yeah, this is Yahoo News ran this story. You know, yeah, the white. Now, if you pay attention to this, there's just about always a white supremacist story everywhere. And there's no Black Panther. You know, there's no Antifa, at least not in any kind of derogatory fashion. Always a white supremacist. Their message often appears on Telegram, which over the last year has been staging ground for extremist groups, according to the Anti-Defamation League. Telegram channels associated with white supremacy and racism grew more than 6,000 users over the month of March, according to data shared exclusively with Time by the Institutes for Strategic Dialogue, a London-based think tank that monitors extremism. One white supremacist channel specifically focused on messages related to COVID-19 as its user base grew from 300 users to 2,700 in 1 month alone, a growth of 800%. Isn't that interesting? All right, I tell you what, we'll hold that till after the break so it don't get caught up in the break. We'll play that after the next break. It's openly accessible Telegram channels with thousands of members, Tom observed, sharing memes and messages, some couched in irony, other encouraging people with the disease to infect others, specifically ethnic minorities. We've seen a number of cases of people suggesting that they should deliberately spread it, making themselves into a bioweapon, says Jacob Davy, a senior research manager for the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, which really needs to be taken seriously, even if it's presented in the guise of dark humor. Other messages seen by Time celebrated the spread of the virus in Israel and Africa. Still more complained using racist language about immigration across the U.S. southern border. So there you have it. I just wanted to let you know that you can almost look around at the news every day like I do, getting things together for this broadcast. And you start noticing changes in trends, which they're always, things are always changing. But now the demonization and the trying to get the population to believe that there's this vast, super fast growing block of white supremacists out there that's sitting on the internet plotting their bioweapon attacks on minorities all across.
Is that estimate accurate? We don't know if it.
All right, we will play that after the break. Now, last month, the Fed named BlackRock as the advisor and investment manager for three emergency programs meant to prop up the fledgling markets. They are now tasked with controlling the primary market corporate credit facility, the secondary market corporate credit facility, and granting new bond and loan insurance. Critics of the move fear that the agreement between the Fed and BlackRock, which none of this is getting any reporting in mainstream media, are recreating the exact circumstances that allowed the systemic Wall Street corruption in the past. This is a big league politics story. By giving BlackRock full control of this debt buyout program, the Fed is further in the roles of government and private actors, wrote many different consumer advocate groups in a letter criticizing BlackRock's deal with the Fed. Now, a lot has been going on behind the scenes they're not even talking about. You know, they're talking about interjecting into this economy because of this flu pandemic, trillions of dollars. I mean, we're still not to the bottom of what all the legislation that they have passed, and you know it's going to be horrible. And, you know, they're putting things in place in local communities where you're fined if you're walking in the wrong direction, can't leave your yard. All the while, like I said earlier, you know, the things that they do allow, they're not disinfecting the mail, right? I mean, there's so many things that's not being done. But then on the flip side of that coin, you know, I guess they want us all to look like the reject cats of the monkeys. You can't go get your hair cut. So I'm here to tell you again, I didn't predict when the U.S. government went into Syria for no good reason and destabilized that nation. I didn't predict the Syrian refugee crisis. So the unknown factor here of where they're taking us has to be factored in. Coming up on a break, we'll be back with Tucker Carlson. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair in a Bag of Moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Be taking your phone calls all next hour. Let's play Tucker Carlson, I Believe It'll Fit, right here, and then we're going to get into talking about the World Health Organization. Tucker Carlson from last night. Here we go.
Mystery. The Chinese government allowed 5 million residents to flee the city of Wuhan before they locked it down in January. Most of these people presumably went on to other places within China. And yet, according to the Chinese government, and by the way, as well as all available evidence we now have in the West, there were no other major outbreaks in China, not in Shanghai, not in Chengdu, not in Beijing. Meanwhile, other cities all over Europe and the United States have been brought to their knees by the virus. How could this be? It doesn't seem to make any sense at all. For some reason, almost nobody in the American media has even asked about it. That's strange. At this point, we have no real explanation for why the coronavirus spread throughout the West, but not throughout China. We should find that out. And that's far from the only thing that we don't understand about this pandemic. How about the most basic question of all? How deadly is it? We still don't know that either. In Italy, more than 10% of people with confirmed cases of it have died. In Germany, just 2% have died. It seems clear that both of these numbers probably overstate the reality of the death rate, given that most people are not tested until they're already sick. It's a very skewed sample. More comprehensive testing in one town in Germany suggests a death rate of just 0.37%. Would that number hold in every place? Or could it be that town was infected with maybe a milder form of the virus? Or is it possible that some groups of people are more vulnerable to illness than others? We know that genetics does play a major role in the way many diseases progress. Is that true with this virus? We don't know that. While we're at it, here are a few other questions that we should answer as soon as we can. Here's one. Is the virus seasonal? Will it recede in the summer, as we're all hoping, before maybe returning in the fall and winter? If infected people get immunity, how long does that immunity last? Will the virus mutate so that people who get it this year could once again get it next year? And critically, something we should be thinking about, what are the long-term effects of being infected with the Wuhan coronavirus? There's mounting evidence that an awful lot of people may have it and not know they do. They have no symptoms. But do they face long-term health consequences from being infected? And if so, what are those consequences? We can only guess. Those are just some of the things that we still don't know about this strange new virus from Wuhan, China. It would have been nice if the authorities had learned a lot more about it before they took such dramatic steps in response to it. Our leaders had two examples to choose from as this pandemic bore down on our country. They could have chosen the Swedish model of targeted restrictions coupled with voluntary distancing, or they could have chosen the Chinese model, total lockdowns, internal travel restrictions, punishment for those who step out of line. Our leaders chose the Chinese model. With every passing day, the response becomes more restrictive. Requests that people stay indoors have become orders that people stay indoors. People are being fined and arrested for driving alone, for playing catch in the park, for paddleboarding on the ocean. How are measures like that keeping us safe? The short answer is we have no idea that they are keeping us safe. In fact, as noted, we still don't know much of anything, but we're definitely not encouraged to ask too many questions about it. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has become the face of the response to coronavirus, is now suggesting that America could adopt a feature of life familiar to the population of mainland China, another one, internal passports.
Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity?
You know, that's possible. I mean, it's one of those things that we talk about when we want to make sure that we know who the vulnerable people are and not. This is something that's being discussed. I think it might actually be have some merit under certain circumstances.
It might have some merit. Your papers, please. Imagine a country where illegal immigrants can work, drive, get welfare, and vote, all without a single authentic document. Meanwhile, more than 300 million legal citizens must produce government papers to prove their right to go outside. That could be where we're heading, and with remarkable speed. For what has to be the first time in the history of this country, Easter services have been banned in many places. Authorities will allow citizens to go to the supermarket, but not to practice Christianity in public. The Chinese population would recognize that, too. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered the few stores that are still open to fence off areas that offer furniture, paint, home improvement goods. Governor Whitmer considers these, quote, non-essential items, so she's prohibiting their sale. The governor of Vermont has issued similar orders for stores there. Other places will doubtless follow. What would the rationale be for this? Wouldn't closing off more sections of a store increase crowding in the areas that remain open? Where exactly is the science that shows this works? Well, of course, there isn't any. They feel like doing it, so they're doing it. Politicians understand in the end that the only risk for them is in restraint. Authoritarian overreach is almost never punished. When the coronavirus has finally passed from this country, our leaders want to be able to say they took it seriously. But there's nothing serious about reactions like this. These are mindless and destructive measures. Instead of arresting people for going to church, maybe they could pause for a minute, dive into the science, and answer a few of the most basic questions first.
All right, there you have it. I'm surprised that that information's even they allow Tucker with all of the questions that he raises to continue. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about how many CEOs, record number of CEOs, resigned since January. It's all because they know, because they're in the know. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart.
And we're back on the internet. Running down to Insane News of the Week, you know, I heard John Statmiller play a clip last week, and someone emailed it to me, and it was where people had went to all of these various hospitals in Hawaii, New York. I mean, it was all over the world, Germany, and the waiting rooms were empty. And, you know, all the while, I know several people, some people I'm related to, they've canceled their back surgery, their canceled their colonoscopies because they were, this was back when they were telling us right now the hospitals would all be overrun. Now, understand from what's happening in New York, and maybe during the phone call section we'll get some more information about what's actually happening in New York, but I'm here to tell you this thing from beginning to end. Every day it's a moving target. Every day it's different, and it smells fishy. And with that said, Business Insider ran an interesting story this past week. Groupon's CEO just stepped down, joining a slew of executive departures in 2020, including Bill Gates, who is leaving the boards of both Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway. On March 20th, the CEO of the tobacco company Altria said he would be taking a leave of absence for other till further notice. Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, and Keith Block, CEO of Salesforce, stepped down in February. Several notable executives have stepped down or announced that they're stepping down in 2020. In fact, in January 2020, it set a record for the most CEO departures in the U.S. ever in 1 month at 219 in all. And that was back in January. Now, you can go to businessinsider.com and you can look at a list of all of these. So here, you know, we got this. The economy's going good. A lot of people working. I mean, around here, we're seeing houses being built for the first time in about 10 years. And but magically in January, when the first case, I believe it was January 22nd in Seattle, Washington. But somehow magically in January, all of these CEOs, 219 in total, major, you know, CEOs, all simultaneously decided that it was time for them to stop coming to work. So I just wanted to get that in. Again, that is a Business Insider story if you'd like to look at that one for yourself. Now, back to the Tucker Carlson. How about the fact 5 million people had moved out of the Wuhan area? And there was no outbreaks in these other areas in China, supposedly. I know it's hard to put your foot on the ground of what's happening in China, the way they lie and the media lies. And, I mean, we've just got such a horrible news media here from the national to the local. It is just a disinformation network. And right now they're all singing from the same song sheet. They're all in unanimous harmony together. And that's what makes me know that, like I said earlier, you know, I didn't see where they were taking the refugee crisis to flood out Germany and cause the havoc that it's obviously created, the clash of cultures throughout Europe, when I thought it was just, oh, you know, just endless war, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, now Syria. I didn't see that outcome. So I always factor in, when we're thinking about where these tyrannical maniacs are taking us, as to the unknown factor, what maybe when it happens, we'll be like, aha, wow. So, but this is a real situation where most of the information they've given us doesn't make common sense, and we are being allowed or being forced to give up our liberty for supposed security. And just like what Tucker Carlson said, there's so many unanswered questions in this. So many unanswered questions. Now, this past week, the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zai Lijian, who blamed the U.S. Army for the Chinese coronavirus last month, told reporters on Wednesday that President Trump potentially cutting funding to the World Health Organization, which is the United Nations, would seriously undermine response to the pandemic. He also claimed that the WHO Director General, Tedros Adhanom, hope I got that close right, who is not a medical doctor, who led the WHO in earnestly fulfilling his duties, upholding an objective, scientific, and fair stance, and playing an important role in the international effort. Now, if you look into the Director General, if you look into the World Health Organization's Tedros Adhanom, mine might be close, he's not a medical doctor, and he is a member of a Marxist-Leninist Ethiopian political party that analysts have listed as a perpetrator of terrorism. That's who this guy is. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration has said it is reevaluating American taxpayer funding assistance to the WHO, a United Nations organ, over its lackluster response to the raging coronavirus pandemic. Although U.S. funding for the WHO reportedly exceeds China's financial contributions more than tenfold, Beijing's appears to maintain more influence. So let's look at him. Tedros helped Beijing hide the severity of the Chinese coronavirus outbreak on January 14th after health officials are believed to have detected the first case of the virus in China on November 17th of last year. The WHO was promoting a Chinese claim via Twitter that there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission. Meanwhile, the disease was spiraling out of control. Tedros is not a medical doctor. The WHO director holds a doctorate of philosophy in community health from the University of Nottingham in the United Kingdom and a Master of Science in Immunology of Infectious Diseases from the University of London, China reportedly supported Tedros' rise to lead the WHO in 2017. The WHO director is a member of the leftist Tigrayan People's Liberation Front. As a member of the violent and powerful communist Ethiopian political party known as the Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, Tedros rose through Ethiopia's autocratic regime as health and foreign minister. Tedros helped indebt Ethiopia to China. Ethiopia has borrowed billions from China, reportedly including more than $13 billion Tedros' tenure as foreign minister between 2012 and 2016. Tedros named Robert Mugabe a WHO Goodwill Ambassador. In October 2017, Tedros named Mugabe a Goodwill Ambassador to help combat non-communicable diseases in Africa, provoking outrage from medical professions and human rights groups, at the New York Times noted. So this was a story by Breitbart News. So this is the kind of high-level criminality that the United States government funds at the United Nations, in the World Health Organization, and all the other organizations. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here telling this audience how horrible the United Nations is, but we're not doing anything about it. I mean, Trump's talking lip service about not funding the WHO. We pay 10 times. I wish I could find the figure of what we actually spend in this, and then look at the results that we got out of it here. But I think this is all, I don't think anything about this feels organic. I don't think anything about this feels accidental. I think maybe including the entire Trump administration, they knew there's so many problems in the world. I mean, you know, the Federal Reserve has been pumping. The stock market's been a roller coaster. Yeah, they've painted things as good, but we all know that a fiat currency backed by nothing, printed out of thin air, is doomed to fail at some point. And interjecting this type of capital into the system should create hyperinflation. So I really think we're in the problem, reaction, solution. They're taking us somewhere they want us to go, and people's giving up their liberties, whether they like it or not, all across this country in a scenario that defies common sense in so many different ways. And the one I'll point back to is the one that I know here specifically. While you can't go get a haircut at a barbershop, they'll let 2,000 people go in Lowe's, and there was no social distancing. None of that. No disinfecting anything, the counters or anything else, the products. I mean, that would be a you know, a scenario if someone come in there and done a little bit of coughing for this to continue to spread, widespread. Maybe that's the goal. Because, well, just the flight maps that I saw last night on NBC Nightly News was... I was very surprised. I would have thought, but, you know, really you shouldn't think that people wouldn't fly, because here in a small town, they're flocking into Lowe's. And I think it's, one, people's out of work, so they're doing their pet projects that maybe they haven't had time to do. And then a lot of people, you know, they're all into their grass and their yard and stuff, and they've got time to do it. Spring has finally sprung. I'm not criticizing them, so to speak, but they're not taking this serious. Maybe they're not buying what the federal government's telling them. I mean, here we are in this rural area and in this county of like 44,000 people, we've had 20 cases and 2 deaths. And both of the deaths were, you know, retirement age, elderly, 60s and 70s, late 60s and 70s. So, you know, you could argue that the seasonal flu would do as much damage. Now, I know situations may well be a lot different in New York City, but look at the big cities. They are designed for this to happen perfectly like it's happening. I mean, what else would you expect if you've ever traveled to New York City and you see the subway system and you see just how close in proximity everyone is herded? It shouldn't be of any surprise that you would see this type of thing. I tell you what, here before we get to the next break, Ken, let's go ahead and play. This is Brother Nathaniel. It's only 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Let's hear what Brother Nathaniel is saying we're seeing right here. Go ahead, Kim.
The plans are intact and ready to enact. Octagon, Prejack, Zodiac, They're not video games, but code names for domestic military operations. They all fall under civil disturbance operations. CONPLAN 3502, written by U.S. Northern Command. With shutdowns rife, joblessness rising, and a populace facing evictions and food shortages due to hoarding and disrupted supply chains, civil disturbance operations are ready for implementation. Quote, acts of violence, unlawful assemblages, deeds prejudicial to public order are among a broad list of conditions where martial law, according to CONPLAN 3502, can be declared. Looting will become the new headlines on the New York Times. Is this or more a framework for martial law?
If you want to establish a framework of martial law, which is ultimate authority and enforcement, we have the capacity to do that, but we are not at this moment feeling that is a necessity.
Carefully chosen words, ain't it? If military authority does replace civil authority, not at this moment, mind you, but feasibly at some future moment, what little rights we had before COVID will be suspended. I mean, every right we can see now dangling from the ceiling never seems to swing back onto firm footing. We're now sheltered in place, a military term, mind you, for protection against biological weapons during combat. So why not bring on the troops to fortify the chicken coops? With soldiers on every corner and local motels made into barracks, who needs Saddam Hussein? We just can't seem to get out of our wartime economy, can we? Now, some independent thinkers might ask, who puts the bill? With thousands of troops on the streets and support of local police, who cuts the paychecks? Ultimately, the Fed, a consortium of Jewish bankers pivoting around the Rothschild dynasty, that's who. And since the Fed is Jewish-owned, the question, cui bono, is easy to guess. The rich always do well in times of crisis. They can even create their own kind of crisis and brand of panic. I mean, who gave us WMDs, weapons of mass destruction? Judith Miller of the New York Times and Bill Kristol of Fox News are not Irish Catholics, you know. So with soldiers on the streets needing some extra perks, booze, whores, pocket cash, special privileges for Jews will easily slip through the cracks.
All right, there you have it. I didn't play it in its entirety for the sake of time, but I find it really interesting to check out everybody's various perspectives as we see this unfold. Because, you know, I talked about it a little bit last week. We thought it was going to be a roller coaster leading up to the DNC and the RNC, and I need to play my "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet" because I think we are just at the tip of the spear. Either this is going to continually get worse and we're going to go into some sort of martial law scenario, or the possibility that this will come back this fall and they're getting everything in place, they're conditioning the population, and they're seeing what their reactions are to this right now as it happens, because it's really surreal to see the businesses that are closed and the businesses that they deem essential. And now different guidelines are going into effect here in North Carolina, 5 o'clock Monday, where stores are limited to only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet. They got to put lines outside to let them stay 6 feet apart, let people stay 6 feet apart. There's already buying restrictions. You can only buy 2 of this or 2 of that. This past week, we rode by Walmart just to see what was happening on Sunday. Nobody really wearing masks or anything, just business as usual. That's going to change this coming week, and I haven't been able to find out for sure how long that order lasts from Governor Cooper. I know it lasts the rest of this month, but I think that it is into into May, like May 15th. So they're projecting to keep us in this scenario much longer. And we really don't know how long. I mean, even the Surgeon General said that there may be parts that could be reopened in the 1st of May, but that most would not. So here we are. 6,000 families line up in their cars for hours at Food Bank in San Antonio as millions across the country turn to charity organizations to keep from going hungry during the coronavirus. Now, it's really interesting to look at that. It was on NBC Nightly News last night. And check out the demographics of those that are needing the food first. Amazing. Not surprised at all. Not surprised one iota. But we'll be back in a moment to listen to the Alternative Media Fair and stay with me.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Here in the studio, skimming around just a little bit here in the last 5 minutes of this hour. After the top of the hour break, we'll take phone calls for the entire second hour, 1-800-313-9443. Now, one of the things that was in the news this past week I thought was rather interesting, and that is Ezekiel Emanuel. They had in the news, and he was saying that we were going to have to stay in this lockdown for 12 to 18 months till they created a vaccine. you know, almost like he knew that you could just magically create a vaccine. There's no vaccine to AIDS. There's no vaccine to the common cold. And the flu shot is not really a vaccine because it's always the wrong strain of flu that goes around and probably gives more people the flu than it ever helps, at least in my opinion. But Emmanuel is the son of an Israeli terrorist and brother of former Obama chief of staff and former mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. So I just wanted to say that on he was appearing on ABC News this past week, and he said that letting the people out of their houses would probably last for 18 months. He said he gets that idea from health professionals in the Trump administration. Presumably he's talking to Anthony Fauci. So I just wanted to throw that out there. He says the kind of normal where we go traveling, we go to restaurants, we go to concerts, we go to religious services, we go to cruises, we'll have to stop until we have a vaccine that protects everyone. That's going to be 18 months. It's not going to be any sooner. He said on ABC News. So I just wanted to throw that out there and remind everyone exactly to who that is. Now back to the story: 6,000 families line up their cars. The San Antonio Food Bank distributed 1 million pounds of food to roughly 6,000 families on Thursday. Aerial photos show thousands of cars lined up at Trader's Village for the massive food distribution event. And again, you know, if you watch some of the footage, you can see the demographics represented that are in need of the food. The need is that great, San Antonio Food Bank President and CEO Eric Cooper said of the huge turnout. We're moving through food so fast. This is our second big distribution this week, but there are hundreds of distributions that are going on all over the place, he said. The San Antonio Food Bank distributed 1 million pounds of food to 6,000 families in a single day as millions across the country turned to organizations to avoid going hungry amid the coronavirus lockdown. Stunning aerial photos show thousands of cars lined up. This is just repeating itself. But so, wow, you know, this is we've been on this lockdown now. I think it'll be 3 weeks Monday, I think, since it started here. And, you know, we've seen all kind of hoarding at the grocery stores. And this is a rural area, probably nothing like you would see in the bigger cities. And our local media covering nothing, not covering any of the crime that we know has to be going on in the bigger cities, even in North Carolina. It is all coronavirus all the time. That's all they cover. Got the big red scary spore swirling around, and then they put on the feel-good stories to try to make everyone, I guess, at the end of the bad news, have the warm fuzzies. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the